Welcome to a special edition of Just My Forte, Sunday night after church. We're glad you could join us. Let us know if this is an encouragement to you.
Hey, welcome to tonight's streaming. I am so thankful for you being able to be with us tonight, and I really hope it'll be a blessing and an encouragement to you. And this is our second one. And I am archiving them, so if you miss them, you can go back to it. And I need to adjust something here, so please excuse me while I do this. La, 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 la. Because it is reverbing to me. It won't to you, but it's reverbing to me way too much. There we go. All right, much better. So anyway, I am so grateful to be able to do this. I'm so glad for the technology that we have. And someone asked, why is it so late? It's really late on like the West Coast. And I was trying to find a time that really would fit in as many people as possible. But that's also why I'm leaving the live streams up, so that no matter what time it is, if you're still in church, you can watch it afterward, watch the live stream afterward, and hopefully be a blessing to you. Of course, if you can't even watch it on Sunday, you can watch it any other time. I'm still using the Rejoice hymnal, and it just seems to have a real knack of having the hymns that I'm looking for, and gospel songs as well. I'm going to start off with a Hamilton piece this time. It's one of my favorites. Maybe you know it. 281 is where I'm going to be. 281. I love the word picture that this song has. Oh, it's been a long week. I carried a burden, a staggering weight, and struggled for freedom but could not escape. I trembled and cried at the thought of my fate. What must I do to be saved? I desperately searched for release from my pain, but found that man's wisdom was useless and vain. Is there not a power that can break every chain? What must I do to be saved? Jesus' blood flows from Calvary, breaking Satan's power, setting captives free. Greatest gift of the greatest love, heaven paid the price with Calvary's blood. Heaven paid the price with Calvary's blood. I saw Jesus bleeding, the cross bore his stain. The men standing by were all mocking his pain. But then, yes, I heard it, he called out my name. Kneel at the cross and be saved. I fell at the feet of the one hanging there. Oh, Savior, forgive me, I cried in despair. My burden fell off, Jesus answered my prayer. Kneel at the cross and be saved. Jesus' blood flows from Calvary, breaking Satan's power, setting captives free. Greatest gift of the greatest love, heaven paid the price with Calvary's blood. Heaven paid the price with Calvary's blood. Oh, I love that one. That Calvary's blood is what sets us free. Oh, what a blessing. So here's a request, and again, I don't check the live stream while I'm doing these, so leave your comments, and then I'll be able to check on them after and then do requests for the next week. So this one is a request that came in last week, and it happens to be one of my favorites. 521 in your Rejoice hymnal. We probably won't always use this hymnal, but it just got has a great selection, I think. For our needs. 521. How I praise thee, precious Savior, that thy love lay hold of me. Thou hast saved and cleansed and filled me, that I might thy channel be. Channels only, blessed Master, but with all thy wondrous power flowing through us, thou canst use us every day and every hour. Emptied that thou shouldest fill me, a clean vessel in thy hand, with no power but as thou givest, graciously with each command. Channels only, blessed Master, but with all thy wondrous power flowing through us, thou canst use us every day and every hour. Jesus, fill now with thy Spirit hearts that full surrender know, that the streams of living water from our inner man may flow. Channels only, blessed Master, but with all thy wondrous power flowing through us, thou canst use us every day and every hour. The verse they put on this one, 2 Timothy 2, verse 21, a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use. What does that mean? Well, that's Old English. That means like a help meet. A lot of people are like, oh, Eve was Adam's help meet. Like it's a noun. Well, so I'm not trying to get all theological on you right now, but but the truth of the matter is that there is it's actually an adjective, a help meet. What kind of help? Well, some people think that meant a helpmate. A helpmate. It's actually not what it means. It's a help meet for him. So we want to be meat for the master's use. What is that? Not meat like M-E-A-T, like bacon or steak or pork or chicken or whatever, right? But rather appropriate. So in other words, we want to be a clean vessel. A vessel, I always think of a garden hose. I know that's a little off in some people's minds. Garden hose, what do you mean? Well, we used to, back in the day, drink out of the garden hose. Okay, right? What did you do? How could you do that? You know, we did a lot of dangerous things back when I was growing up. We rode our bikes without helmets. we drank out of the garden hose. I mean, I can, of course, my mind's blanking on me now because we're doing this. But I never wanted to drink out of a rusty old garden hose, right? And you would make sure, too, that if there are any animals or insects in there, you turn the hose on and get all the junk out before you would risk it, right? We want to be a channel so that the Lord can work through us and we can be clean vessels for him. Anyway, that was a lot longer than I planned. 527, this is another great one. And another request from last week. My soul in sad exile was out on life's sea, so burdened with sin and distressed, till I heard a sweet voice saying, make me your choice. And I entered the haven of rest. I've anchored my soul in the haven of rest. I'll sail the wide seas no more. Though the tempest may sweep o'er the wild stormy deep, in Jesus I'm safe evermore. Oh, come to the Savior, he patiently waits to save by his power divine. Come anchor your soul in the haven of rest and say, my beloved is mine. I've anchored my soul in the haven of rest. I'll sail the wide seas no more. Though the tempest may sweep o'er the wild stormy deep, in Jesus I'm safe evermore. Oh, I love that. I love that. Exodus chapter 16 is when they're talking about the manna that would come, right? Exodus chapter 16, verse number 2, the whole congregation murmured against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness. So, you brought us out here to die, all that. Isn't it amazing how often we think God has brought us out here to die, right? Like God's constantly leading us around to die, right? And then we become like the children of Israel. Oh, I want to go back. I want to go back to Egypt. I want to go back to, I always think of it, the garlics and the leeks and the onions. Like, were the vegetables really that good that you would trade your freedom for it? Isn't it amazing how little people will trade freedom? It's amazing to me. Well, anyway, we all have this idea. And it goes through and gives the issue, the commands, the concerning it. In fact, I'm a little long here, so I won't read the whole passage, but it's talking about manna. And manna would fall right before dawn with the dew, like dew, and it would be there and you could gather it up, right? I was thinking about this. What you couldn't do was store it up. Like, you couldn't be like, hey, I want more, so I'm going to get 3 days worth of manna. No, by the end of the night, by the next morning, any manna that you had stored would go rotten. Except on Friday, where you could get double so that you'd had some for Saturday, which at that time was the Sabbath, right? So, in fact, that was the Sabbath, okay? I don't call Sunday the Sabbath. I know some people do, and I understand, but Sabbath is the seventh day. We don't worship on the seventh day, worship on the first day of the week, which is when Jesus rose from the dead, when the early church worshiped, etc. But anyway, the manna would fall, they would collect it, and it was good enough for that day. And I was thinking to myself, his mercies are new every what? Every morning. A little later, I'm going to sing a song for you. In fact, I'll just sing it now. I don't see why I shouldn't. But God's grace, don't worry about next week. Don't worry about, is God going to take care of me? Is God going to provide for me? Listen, we don't know what next week's going to look like. And I actually don't, I've avoided trying to say, well, God's going to protect me next week. Well, what if I get in a car accident? Did God not protect me? It's not like that. Will God provide for me? Yes. You know how he'll provide? He'll provide by giving the grace that we need for that day. So he's not going to give me enough grace to get through next week because I haven't gotten there yet. He's going to give me the grace when I get up in the morning. He's going to give me the grace for that day if I'll take it. He giveth more grace was requested last week, 125. If you want to sing along with me, you can. If you want to just listen, you can. This is one of my favorites. My dad has a wonderful arrangement of this that he put on a CD, and you can get it on our website. I didn't mean for that to sound like a commercial, but you can get it there. But I'm not going to try to imitate his arrangement. But I love this song because it's so true. 125. He giveth more grace when the burdens grow greater. He sendeth more strength when the labors increase. To added affliction, he addeth his mercy. To multiplied trials, his multiplied peace. His love has no limit, his grace has no measure, his power has no boundary, known unto men. For out of his infinite riches in Jesus, he giveth and giveth and giveth again. When we have exhausted our stores of endurance, when our strength has failed, ere the day is half done, when we reach the end of our hoarded resources, our Father's forgiving is only begun. For his love has no limit, his grace has no measure, his power has no boundary, known unto men. For out of his infinite riches in Jesus, he giveth and giveth and giveth again. Oh, I love that. I don't know what you might be wrestling with. I don't know what doubts you might have in your mind, but if you trust the Lord, the Holy Spirit will give you that grace. If you're his child, the Holy Spirit will give you that grace to get through the next day. And not just to get through, but to triumph. Even if that's pain, even if that's weakness, even if that's situations you wish wouldn't be what they are, he'll give you that strength. Well, someone suggested that I do one of my own songs that I've written on these streamings, and I don't want this to become the Ben Everson song hour. That's not what it's supposed to be, and I'm not doing an hour. That's a lot. But I think I could do one each streaming session, and maybe you're new to this, and maybe you wouldn't know these songs, but this song was the most requested, and it's based on some real-life situations, and just about everywhere that I go, people request it, and I don't ever mind singing it. But the first verse is based on not one pastor in particular, but just my burden I have for pastors who really have a difficult time in ministry, because it's a bigger burden than people realize. And I hope you have a burden to pray for your pastor, no matter if he looks like he's smiling all the time and everything's going great, or if it's more obvious that he's going through a struggle because the devil wants to destroy him and his family. The second verse is based on some real-life situations, some friends of ours who lost two of their children to a rare genetic disorder, both well before the age of 10. And I have to say that I was convicted talking with them, and just to hear how much it transformed their prayer life. My wife and I have not had to go through difficulties like they have, but it's a reminder that prayer is the answer. So this song is entitled, I'll Pray Again. I hope it'll be a blessing to you. Start that camera. It was late Sunday night. The car door closed softly. Footsteps came up the stairs. Young Pastor Tony met his wife at the entrance, his face lined with a thousand cares. We've been here 2 years and nothing's changed. These people won't listen at all. I'm out of answers and I'm feeling small. But as he read in the Bible, page after page, his heart was convinced to stay in the race. He knelt by his desk, then lay on the floor. Though I don't understand what it's for, I'll trust one day more. I'll pray again. I'll kneel again, I'll knock on the door, ask him for more strength for the fight, peace in the night, trusting by faith, the answer he'll send. I'll pray again. At a quarter past two, again in the morning, a mother wakes up again. Her youngest daughter has a special condition. They say that she won't pass 10. The worry's so great and nothing's changed. Does God understand us at all? We're out of answers and we're feeling small. But as she read in the Bible, page after page, her heart was convinced to stay in the race. She knelt, her hand held her daughter, and they knelt on the floor. We don't understand what it's for. We'll trust one day more. We'll pray again. We'll kneel again. We'll knock on the door. Ask him for more strength for the fight, peace in the night, trusting by faith, the answer he'll send. We'll pray again. When the darkness surrounds you and God seems so silent, your back's against the wall, you may be tempted to doubt God's goodness. It feels like he won't hear your call. The questions take shape and cloud your mind. Is God in control after all? My life's out of balance and I'm going to fall. But if you'll read in the Bible, page after page, you'll see that he's there and he'll never forsake. Surrender your life is all you must do. You'll begin to see God's point of view. He's there to change you. Go pray again. Go kneel again. Go knock on the door. Ask him for more strength for the fight, peace in the night, trusting by faith, the answer he'll send. Go pray. Go kneel again. I'll pray again. Oh, I'll pray again. I hope, friends, that this has encouraged your heart and that it's been a blessing to you, uplifting. And I have gotten some emails and some comments, some folks thanking me for doing this. And hey, I consider it a privilege. It won't always be here and where I'm able to have a studio. Sometimes I'll do it on the road. As we travel, you probably see me in different sanctuaries. Who knows, you might see me in somebody's house somewhere that has a piano. I'll try to do my best to do this every Sunday night, at least until the summer, and then we'll kind of see how it goes from there. And I have a question for you, and let me know in the comments. I am really considering releasing an album that's just me singing with piano, just hymns. And if you think that would be a blessing to you, let me know. And I think that's an idea worth pursuing, and I kind of want to hear from you, so let me know what you would think about that. Until next time, I pray God would bless you. Stay strong in Him no matter what is going on in your life. Stay strong in Him and in the power of His Word.
Thank you for joining us tonight. As always, you can find out more about Ben Everson's ministry at www.beneverson.com.